Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Higg. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jerry Ruse. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Higg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ruiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards the mound. McAndrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 1 in the game. Haig hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Javier trying to get to third. Harrelson throws to Foley, who tags Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruiz covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball towards left. Jones catches it and throws to third to double up Cardenal. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruiz covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-2 in the game. Haig hits a line drive towards first. Clendenon catches it and steps on first to double up Javier. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardinal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAndrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Melendez pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee pinch hits for Jerry Ruz. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Devanon now playing third base. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Joe Torre now catching. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell bunts towards first. Hague scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Jones is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Agee moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardinal. Jones scores. Clendenin moves to third. Foley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig 0-for-3 in the game. Haig hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.